Gaining knowledge, bridging it. Listen to others for knowledge and opinions. After having planned, extensively and minutely, the process of how to address the challenge, it is now time to identify your blind spots. Which are the areas that have gaps, which you cannot fill in with your internal reserves? It's time for clarification. List out all areas of apprehensions and doubts. Then, identify who can possibly clarify those doubts. Don't just ask friends and relatives, but identify the experts or online platforms who could clear your thoughts. Now work on the process below to fill in the gaps and to enable more clarity. A. You know that not all are born experts in all topics and areas of knowledge. It is now time to get valuable inputs. Instead of asking people for their advice at the initial stages, isn't it better that you first identified your own inner potential by brainstorming on the challenge? Now that you must have realized how much you know and how much you don't, it's time to start reaching out for advice. B. After you have done this laborious process of brainstorming, what further doubts do you have? Get them ready. Once you are ready to ask for advice, make sure what you ask is relevant and useful. C. Auditory information is an important source of knowledge for you. In this process of rewiring your thoughts, it is important to seek advice only after you yourself have completed brainstorming. Hence, listening to advice at this stage is vital for you to be aware of the difference of what you know and what you need. D. Asking experts will fill in the gaps with all information you need to know, which you can then use to work on yourself. Another easy way is to use the search engines to empower yourself with the required knowledge. Be careful with the information. E. It is important to learn and grow. JSD accumulating knowledge doesn't help us in any way. So now that you use the focused knowledge, it will now help to rearrange your goal, reanalyze your challenge, and reprioritize the way forward. F. The plan accomplishment is when one is able to use the auditory ability in a systematic, focused, and planned manner, rather than be triggered and become instinctive in reacting to sound. Every sound should be connected to a productive experience. G. The ability to use auditory memory by listening, recalling, and storing can be used in a productive manner, rather than just an accumulation of irrelevant sound.